Okay, so unbelievable Chatzchaim here. So this halacha of drachma is the mitzvah of having good midos. The mitzvah of having good midos is learned out from the halacha of drachma. People ask, is there a mitzvah of bikur cholim? Last week's parasha, someone asked me by Shabbos table. What does it say anywhere in the Torah? Does it anywhere? It doesn't say anywhere that you have to do a dabashem. So why is it a mitzvah? Where's the lach? The answer is a lach of the drachah. So the well, so the lach of the drachah.
Mitzvah, it's not.
What? It's a key of.
I mean, it's many things. Mahu avat. I mean, it's
right. So there's no specific mitzvah. No specific mitzvah in that.
Right.
The kind of the midah is the Ukrainian. Working on midas is the key of the lach of the drachah. So now, mahu rachum avat rachum, mahu chan avat chanu. Kaitav is a b'shar midos, koshim or b'rambam. Umatzinu b'kosh baruch hu, b'midos of akadoshas v'atayris. That one of the mitzvahs of Hashem was soina dilatoria. He doesn't like when people talk about others. A filo al ish garua anmar, even if the person upon whom you are speaking is from the lowest of low. V'chidil tarani lach, kal maisa da achan. When he started telling Kadosh Baruch Hu that it was achan, he said, yeah, I'm interested in hearing your dirty laundry over here. V'tsoifa l'toiva v'in tsoifa l'ra. V'moy she'isa b'tanad be'al yo. He doesn't want to hear bad things. From Arba Kitois, Eim Kabbalos Pnei Ashchina, and one of them is on the Sapper Lashon Har Ki Loi Kel Chafetz Resha Ata. I mean, he's not interested in hearing about this rishus. Vim came. Mishemargo Atzmi Bemida Roazu Einoi Hoylich Medarchi Hashem Shurak Lehitav Lozulase Hu Oisel Lehefchoi. Why is it called Ra? It's Ra because it's an antithesis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's midos. So he's saying a very interesting thing over here. He's saying that Arba Kitos are not mekabel l'pnei Shechina. And he's a riot from that, that you see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hates Lashon Hara. Maybe you're not mekabel l'pnei Shechina because it's a very bad avera and you got a lot of oinish.
It's a punishment, you can't see
it. It's a punishment. The idea of the Ein HaMekabel L'Pnei Shechina is not a punishment thing. The idea is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mekabel L'Pnei Shechina means a person can be zeichet to a certain level of dveikus with Hashem. You can only davuk to something which is min b'minoi, which is similar. A person that's tchunois, their tchuna, their character, is antithesis of Kodesh Baruch Hu's quote unquote midos character. So couldn't have midos in our machayif. Yes, the value, yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees. And it's not shaykh dveikus in that. So when Mele is saying, if the person, if Chazal are saying that a Baal Shinar cannot be called the Shechina, it's because he can't be dovok with Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Kodesh Baruch Hu hates this midah. So it's so opposite of his nature, it doesn't work. It's like trying to sit with a liberal for more than 10 minutes. You can't like sit with these people. You can't be in the same room with them for 5 minutes. It just, it's not punishment. It's just to like.
How do you see that this person is talking about Lashon Hara?
Because Chazal say. It says Arba Kitzus Ein Mekabel B'nei Shechina and Shenemar Kait Masata Lashon Hara Kikel Shenemar the Kikel Loi Kel Chafetz Resha Ata Loi Gor Hara Ein Ra El Lashon Hara. There's the Gemara Darsh is there. It's the Gemara Soita. So you see two things. You see number one is Loi Gor Hara. It's called Ra. But number two, more importantly. As you see, which is what he's trying to prove here, it's the opposite of the midas of Hashem. It's not shaykh, the midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay?
To speak goodness in our other people.
Right. Hare, shechashavnu arba, asar, mitzvahs essay, shirugirlin lava alena, against the promotion of her, or chilus, levad, mishav asalabim. So, you could be over 14 essays and 17 lavim. Even though it's not shaykh, it could be over all of those at the same time. But like we learned, that wasn't the point of what he was saying. He was saying that a person that's marg of himself in Lashon Hara will eventually bump into all of these. He will be over on all of them if the time, if he doesn't stop it. Keep on him, Yara, the Dabla Shanar, Zokin, Uparm, Chacham, Uparm, Yganabla Shanar, Shalabifanov, Uparm, Shalabifanov. So he says, Lamaisa, it will for sure happen that it will be over all of these. Okay? Then he has three Arurim. What are the Arurim? The Arurim is not you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. It's not a yes, no. But if you do, you do whatever you want. But if you do, you get Arur from Hashem. That sounds so,
It's game like good.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the first one? Mufusha Pasuk. Arur Makere Eyu Baseser. Shukai Lashon Hara, Kodisa Perek Dor HaBazar, and Rashi brings it down. Arur make re'ehu baseser, which obviously can't mean literal, because if you hit him, it's not seser. That's number one. So, arur make re'ehu baseser is number one. Number two, oiver gamkin al arur mashke iver baderech. That Yadua the Kornos Chazal la'ar al Mishin Naisin Michshol Lefneach Shiasi al Davisser. It's like Lefneiver. It's an Arur on Lefneiver. So we already learned that a person's Mrogan Lashon Hara will be over Lefneiver somehow or other, because the Shema, the Makabel, the listener, the sayer, there's going to be a Lefneiver there. That's the next one. And the third one is Vim Chas Hashem Nasa Davretzik Mehefker She'en Mekabel al Atzmon Lishamer. He doesn't care. He does not care. Over Oida or Shlishi is Arasha Le Yokim is the Torah as well as Sois Oisum, unbelievable. Shapirusha Shal Le Kabal Atom and Kanis Kala Torah. When Nikra Mumma the Dover Echari de Ze, it's called the Mumma the Dover Echari Kimish Bashar Nefesh Oiva Alisa Homer Ze, who masses of his Torah Sashem, Exloi Lehefka, which are Mumma the Kala Torah, Kulava King, God of Avoina in Sai. Therefore, someone. Now, why is he saying this? I guess because the Chad is someone that's in Rogam and Lashon Hara. Why are they so ruggle in it? It can't be that they're still addicted. Right? Not addiction. So what is it? They don't care enough to pay attention. So they don't consider it to be that bad. So, Mimela, since they're not considering it to be that bad, they could be considered a mumur ladavarach. Someone that threw off one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and that's subject to this aror of aror mak of aror shel yikayim, shel lo yakim is divrei Torah as ice.
Is it every avera though?
So as I was saying, I think every avera has a type aspect to it. So a person who's he can't control it. It's not because he's not paying attention. He would like to stop, but he can't. And so I was bavarning with that addiction thing.
So it's not any different.
Because mistama, a person that's doing it is not because they can't stop. They're addicted in that type of way. That they have a reason that they can't stop. The reason they're not doing it is they're not paying attention. They don't think it's important.
The title, like anything else.
So the title, anything else? Or the side of the problem is the pshia. There's some things that are very on top of my mind. I know about it very clearly, but I can't stop. It's very difficult, or I haven't
monetary
very
things at all. It comes all the time. Yeah, should I take off? Should I take off my switch? Should I charge him a little line? Should I?
Right. So you're asking a shadow.
Extra honest. I dropped the guy.
Yeah, so that for what?
And
so,
I didn't.
So that for what? So you're asking a shadow. How can it be a moment? You're thinking to yourself, should I, shouldn't I? Okay, I probably shouldn't. So you care about the law. You're just trying to do the right thing.
Say that.
You got
to
stretch
a lotion. Is a taiva, yeah. Lashon hara is a taiva, like an
it's a regilus. That's the way we act.
He already said it's not. It's more like a right. It's more like a.
I'm sure that's
it's called mumer d'avracha, even though Batsmi believes in it. He just Pershkal is saying he doesn't think about it. But I'm thinking more people do have a taiva for it. But I'm saying there's a lot of various people do.
Especially
he's saying
why is he saying this more than anything else?
No, I'm saying I always thought Mumer d'avracha meant that it's more than just not doing it, it's more like he holds that it's not there, or
that it's more destructive for, as opposed to other titles or whatever, is a person or whatever it might be. So yes, it's wrong in doing it to yourself, but you that's him, it's your own self that you're destroying, whether it's Lashon Hara. Other people.
That's for sure. You brought that before.
Right. I'm saying so. Maybe that's why it's becoming exactly.
It takes on a new level.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why he assumes this more than other things. I understand it actually. Because I think that the people that are Rogel in it to that degree just have put in their mind that it's not on my radar.
So it's not something I'm fine with.
That's not what I say about another person. Look, I'm not Mazik, I'm not doing anything so bad. You're saying that's not common nowadays?
Yeah. No, that's very common. Everyone.
But I know, I'm saying there are people that speak Lashon Hara like the way they do other affairs. I can control myself. Then I think he's talking about more the people that just sit there, Yom of Alayla, in the back of Shul. And after every davening, we just invite some time. They're just not paying attention.
Yeah, the bundle of felony.
Okay, let's stop here.
How you brought something?